Well, we've built that dream back patio on the back of your house here in the last hour. And in the last break, we had a caller call in and say, Rosie, I understand how you're describing to attach this to the back of your house, but how about if you're trying to attach it to the gable end of a house? And that's a little bit different.
Tell
them how we do that at Rosie Remodeling.
Yeah, so that's for anyone who's not familiar, that'd be a side of your house where you don't have that overhang. So you typically got that attic vent up there. So you got to approach that a little differently. You got to start by cutting into the siding, because you're going to have to install what we call a ledger board. So you'd cut into that siding, expose that space, and then you're going to need what we call a Z flashing. So you're going to get a metal flashing that's going to tuck underneath whatever that siding material is. It's going to go out on top of the ledger board, because if you just stick that ledger on there and put a little caulk around it, you're going to run into problems the road.
You're going to hate yourself in about 5 years.
Yeah, if you make it that long, you'll be lucky. So you get that flashing in there, and then you're going to install that ledger board. You're going to lag bolt that to the structure that's back there, and then you can put your metal strap hangers on there and get your rafters up and go from there.
There you go. So again, the mistake do-it-yourselfers make is they just lag screw a 2x12 over the top of the siding, and they hang their joists off that, and that really creates a mess.
Yeah, it does.
And it's not to code.
No, not at all. So, and that's why, you know, you certainly can do it yourself, but, you know, getting a hold of a professional is always good. And
let's see if we can bring John into the conversation real quick. He's got a project he wants to tackle, but he's got a question about the weather. Is John there? Morning, John.
Yes. Morning, Rosie.
Hey, what you trying to get done, my friend?
Well, I'd like to add another row of block to the top of the block wall that surrounds my backyard. It's about a 5-foot wall now. I'd like to add another row.
Okay.
I'm concerned about the mortar being weak because of the heat. Do you think it might be better to wait until cooler weather?
Are you going to do it yourself?
No.
No. Well, if you're going to hire a mason, he's got all the tricks to keep it moist enough right through the middle of the summer. No problem. He's going to keep his mud board wetter. He's going to keep the wheelbarrow wetter. He's going to wet the block wall first. But you can lay masonry virtually any time of year, except when it's freezing. Then you have to go through a lot of special considerations. But just because it's hot outside doesn't mean you can't extend that block fence in the backyard. Go ahead and extend it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much. And also, congratulations on your recovery. You're sounding better and better all the time.
Well, thanks. They apparently, what they did was paralyzed my vocal cords by all the tubes they stuck down my throat and left them there. I guess they had to do that.
Yeah, I guess they were necessary at the time.
I guess talking like this is better than what the option is, right? Not talking.
Yeah, but sign language doesn't work on the radio very well.
Yeah, right. But they paralyzed my vocal cord in the open position. So I run out of air before I run out of sentence. But they do say that they have a little procedure. They're going to take care of this. And I should sound just like my old self in the very near future. So I feel good. So thank you very much, John, for the comments. I'm feeling better and better every day. Stronger and stronger.
This is our 9 o'clock hour. We've switched our hour a little bit, where our 9 and 10 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock is now our On the House topic, where we spend one hour on something specifically on the house. And the whole month of July, if you're following along in our home maintenance calendars, exterior accents, today's topic was all the things we can do on our back patio. Next hour, our 10 o'clock hour, is now our open home hour, completely open to you, the caller, the listener, at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. Anything you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin.